Wednesday, 29th of January, Chof Ches Shvat, Harav Yishai Shlesinger Shlita, Parshas Truma.
Shoes. It has just been mentioned about the Masibin Shel Yad Neshmerosh. I was in Switzerland on Sunday in the Luzern Yeshiva, and the Bocha asked me, that it's halacha that you're not allowed to make a remes to someone else in the middle of Kriya Shema. Not even with the eyes, kritzes and eyes, we're not allowed to make any remozim. So Bocha asked me, Shaila, if someone comes up to you and he learned Krishna, but you said Krishna quietly, and you want to let him know that you are now in the middle of Krishna, are you allowed to say, Shomru Lechem, say hi, loud, in order you should understand that in the middle of Krishna is a remes? I told him I doubt that Kriya Shema can spoil Kriya Shema. If you say it louder, it's not in contradiction to Kriya Shema Poshet. I told him, I didn't tell him, I thought about the story that someone told me once, asked the Brisker Rav, the Choyne Levroche, that the halacha is that if you make a mitzvah esse do'i reise, mitzvahs tzriches kavon. You have to have kavona to be the kind of mitzvah in order you should have the kiyum a mitzvah. In the rabbonon, you pass from eitzris kavona. In a mitzvah do iraisa, you have to have in mind that you want to be the kind of mitzvah. So he asked the Brisker Rav, limud ha-toyre, talmud toyre, the mitzvah esse do iraisa. So if anyone would learn toyre without having in mind the mitzvah, then he would lose the kiyum ha-mitzvah. So Brisker didn't reply, he said, no. So Iba Zeh Zochter, if someone has got a suffix of Bichas HaTorah, if he said Bichas HaTorah or not, so he's got an Eitzah. He can learn Torah without having in mind to be Mekayim, the mitzvah. So he has got a problem of a Brocher. But Brisker, no. So they asked the Brisker of, maybe if he's not Mekayim, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, maybe it's Bittul Torah. So Brisker of, nein, Talmud Torah nicht kein Bittul Torah. So Kriya Shema wouldn't be a contradiction to Kriya Shema. This week's Parsha's Truma, Zod Rashi, Tikru es Trumosi, Omru Rabbi Seinu, Gimel Trumois Amurois Kam. We find in this Psukim three times the word Truma. The Ebishter asked Klal Yisrael to give their donation to the Mishkan. Achas Trumas Bekel Agdigoyle Shenatlen Vadonim. One Trumo is for making the Adonim the base of the walls of the Mishkan. Achas Trumas Amizbeach, the second one for the Kobonas, and the third one for the complete Mishkan. So we all appreciate that we have an extra and special Trumo for Kobonas, which is somehow different than the Etzem Mishkan. But why do we split into two separate trumas, two separate donations, the actual building of the Mishkan, which includes the whole Mishkan, the Troshim, the Peroiches, the Mizbeach, the Oroim, anything and everything, and a separate donation for the Adonim, which was the base of the Troshim of the walls of the Mishkan? L'chore, it's part of the Mishkan. Naturally, if you want to build a Mishkan, you need a foundation to put the Mishkan. So why the Adonim are so important and unique that there's a special truma for the sake of Adonim? Look, the Welt, Apostle Teretz, that we all know, if we want a strong building, we need a strong foundation. The foundation is the yisod of the building. The stronger the foundation will be, the more secure the building will be. If you want to add an extra floor on any building, if the council allows you, so what do you have to do? First of all, check the foundation. Is the foundation strong enough to take an extra floor or not? If it is, then you can build. If not, it's a skoner. Memele, zog der Rebbeinu Shel Olam, if you want a strong Mishkan, Kedusha, Betahara, then make sure a special truma, a special truma v'yikruli truma li lishmi, an extra effort, an extra l'shem shomayim, an extra mysterious nefesh, when you lay the foundation of the Mishkan. This will help to secure that the whole Mishkan is based on a proper and kedushadige foundation, because you put an extra mysterious nefesh. Everyone gave a truma for the Mishkan and an extra truma, an extra sacrifice, an extra mysterious nefesh for the yisod of the Mishkan. And because they made this extra mysterious nefesh, an extra truma for the foundation, mysterious shor v'sta'ati sefer, yisod hachasidus, the shoyrish ho avoido, but it has an idea, a machshove. You want to be an Elche Yid, make sure you have the foundation and the root, which gives you the koyach to go through the sefer of Mesilas Hashorim. Everything depends on the start, on the chinuch, on the foundation. We find in Parshas Lech Lecha, when Avraham Avinu went to help and save Lot from the Mechomer, from Zdoim, steht in Posuk, the Losha steht in Posuk, Vahishma Avraham ki nishbo ochiv, Vayorek es chanichov. He organized, he mobilized es chanichov. So Drashi, what is chanichov? So Drashi, the Loshen, chanichov means chanichoksiv, for he Loshen hascholas Knisas Odom Oikeli. In the beginning, when you go into being a human being, or any instrument you want to use, Shehu Osid Lamoid Bo. When you make the Chinuch, you make it in accordance to the aim where you want this Keli, or this person, to get to his goal. Shehu Osid Lamoid Bo. We put in koiches into chinuch in accordance of our inner hope and prayer and tefillah where we want this person to get to. We find Yaakov Avinu made a ksoines pasim for Yosef HaTzadik. So Rashi, what is the ksoines pasim? A shirt of pasim. So Rashi, pasim has Potifa, Soicharim, Yishmaelim, Midyonim. Yaakov Avinu put into Yosef in his years of chinuch, in his years of putting the foundation of his life, a ksoines pasim, a shirt which will shield him of the nisyoines of his life. This is chinuch, as Rashi zokt, Shehu Osid La'amuit Bo. Put in Mesiras Nefesh, Koiches, time and effort into Chinuch, because this is going to decide what this person is going to be. We all know, Baruch Hashem, there are still with us many of them. Children who arrived in a special train from World War II, countries from the Holocaust to London. There were children who came by the age of 11, 12. Many of them lived with going for 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. I know you all know him, Harry Stern, Menashe Stern, and Stan Patil. He came at the age of 11. For 5 years. You know, I'm sure you know it's St. Andrew's Grove and Feraldrop. So Lamaise Hill. 5 years he lived by Goyim, and it was so strong, he told me, never, ever did he eat treifel. He didn't have a mezuzah, he took a little piece of paper, wrote Shema Yisrael, put it on the entrance of his room. How is it possible, by the age of 11? And he told me his father was a businessman, he was never home during the week. The whole chinuch he had was from Erev Shabbos, Shabbos and Sunday. the age of 11, his father put such chinuch into him. The koyach of Adonim, the koyach of chinuch, that it helped him go through the nisyoines up to the age of 18 and 19, and Baruch Hashem, what a wonderful family. It was matzliach to avekhtel because of the years of chinuch. You find the Chazal the Gemara Shabbos. Reflect why are Klal Yisrael so pure, and the goyim have a zuham, have a tum. Zok the Gemara, because at the chet of Eitz Hadas, a tum crept in into the world, and everyone was somehow affected by this tum. But Klal Yisrael, when they came to Har Sinai, they were purified from the Kedusha of Hasinai, from the Kedusha of Matan Torah, and they were Tohoir, and the Zuham, the Poskosor, Zuhamoson, the Etume was purified. So my Rebbe Reb Dovid Shlita, Reb Dov Selevich, asked the Kasha, Reb Chaim Volodya Nefesh HaChaim Zok, that by the Cheto Egel, Chozro Oiso Zuham, the same old tumor which came by the time of the Chet Eitz Hadas and Klal Yisrael were purified by Kabbalas HaTorah, but unfortunately it came back by the Chet HaEgel, which means that 40 days after they were purified, it came back. So L'Choyre, once again, the Gemara's Kasha comes back. Why are Klal Yisrael purified and the Goyim not? You can't say the Teretz because they were purified by Kabbalas HaTorah, because 40 days later it came back. So Reb Dovid is muchach that being purified for 40 days has such a power that even the Tumah comes back, but it will only remain externally. It will not go inside. Because of the Kedusha and Tahara, they were Zuiche, the Kabbalah Satoiro, that the goof of a Yid will always push away the Tumah even when it comes. Shchoiro ani v'novo, Zok Shlima HaMelech. We might look dark, dirty, externally, but v'novo, inside we are purified. Why? Because of those 40 days from Kabbalah Satoira till Chet Oigl, that we were Tohoir, purified, Bekdusha uvetahar. This is the power of Shnoi Sachinuch, the Koyach of the Adonim, and finally, the responsibility of us, educators of the young generation. We all know Moshiach will come free at Be'ezer Hashem, that the young generation will have to go through nisyoines, might be stupid nisyoines, but are still powerful nisyoines. It's not easy, especially in the teens. My uncle always used to say, even the Rebbe Shlim knows till the age of 20 you are stupid because he doesn't give an oinish min hashamayim. He knows they are stupid. But they have to go through those years. 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. The girls have to go through. It is only with the power, the extra truma of Adonim, the extra koyach of chinuch, which he put into them. The way how to put it in, believe me, I don't know anymore, because I'm already a bit older and the young generation have a different way how to do it. The children become parents, the parents become children. I don't know how it works, but everyone's going to find his way how to do it. But he have to put in Kedusha, Tahare, Chavivas HaMitzvahs, Ahavas HaTorah, Yiras Shomayim, in those years of Chinuch, Virashi Zogt, Shehu Osid La'amoid Bo. In the way you put in the Chinuch, this is how it's going to be when it gets older. There might be some ups and downs, but it will come back to the Shnois HaChinuch. This is the Terumah of Adonim. And it goes much further. In Parashat Balak, Shteitas, Bilam looked upon Klal Yisrael, of Gimel Tes, looked upon Klal Yisrael, and had gesagt, Ki meroish tzurim erbenu. Bilam sagt, Novi of the Goyim, I see Klal Yisrael, but I see something powerful which Klal Yisrael have. What is it? Ki meroish tzurim erenu, sagt Rashi. And in the stackle Bereishisom, I look upon Klal Yisrael, where they come from. Ubetchilas Shrosheihem, and their original roots. Vani Roy Oysom, and I can see Klal Yisrael, Meisodim Vechazokim Ketzurim, powerful, strong, and a strong stone. Why? Aledei Ovois Ve'imo'ois. I can see the power of Avrom, Yitzchok, Ve'Yakov in Klal Yisrael. That is why I will not be able to overpower them. So what is the koyach of Klal Yisrael? The Yesod, their foundation, is based on Avrom, Yitzchok, Ve'Yakov. Bilam looked upon Klal Yisrael many, many years later. And he saw, Ki miroish tzurim erenu. I can see in Klal Yisrael where they come from. I can see their power. I can see their roots from the Ovos HaKadoshim. Once again, the koyach of chinuch, the koyach of foundation. Mitreft Oichet, der Ebeshe gesagt, in Parshas Yisroi, Ve'eser eschem al kamfei neshovim, last week, 2 weeks ago, this is Yisroi, Dr. Besmodesh, I heard 2 weeks ago, a moshel. Someone said, there was once a meeting of all the birds, and they decided to make a competition, who is going to fly the highest. So everyone tried a little bit. The eagle sat on the side laughing away. Let them all try what they can, 10 meters, 20 meters, then he'll do his little bit. After everyone tried and made the effort, the eagle, whoops, went up. And naturally, he won the competition with a big applause. Ah, the eagle won. Then, a little bird, which sat on the back of the eagle, jumped another meter higher than the eagle. Everything changed. The little bird won. Then they came down, and the little bird started to laugh, laugh at its sonnets from the eagle. So someone told me, listen here, little bird, it is not you who won, it is the eagle, because he sat on the eagle. So the Eibishter v'esso eschem al kamfei neshorim. You've got a gewaltige power. Klal Yisrael got a gewaltige power. Why? Because you're sitting al kamfei neshorim. You're sitting on the eagle. Ki meroish tzurim erenu. We are very powerful. And we can even add a shtikl teure on the teure which we have already. But why can we add our little shtikl Torah? Because we are based on the Torah which we received and learned up to now. We are sitting on top of the eagle. If someone will try to change the Mesoiras and find his own ideas, then it's a little bird who can fly maximum a meter, not more. We lose our koyach. Our koyach is the mesoiras being al kamfei neshorim. They say it's a very renowned story. Someone asked the Sfas Emes, how come he became so great? Satam tochem, so viel teurer, so viel Yerushalayim, such a power of an hoge. Where did he get it from? So I'll tell you a story. Everyone knows the story. They were climbers who wanted to climb a very high mountain. They climbed and climbed, they schlepped Rahim. Most of them fell out in the middle of the way, it was too hard. But there were two climbers who had mysterious nefesh, went. And they arrived on the top of the mountain. As they arrived on the top of the mountain, they see a little boy, 3 years old, jumping around on the mountain with Rabuin Shaloilam. How did you get up here? We came here with mysterious nefesh. We arrived exhausted, no koyach, zu blutig, zu brochen. How did you do it? I said, no, no. I was born here. My mother was here. So this was Emes. It is not my koyach. I was born on top of the mountain. We are all born on the top of the mountain. Kim roish tzurim erenu. But it's only as long as we sit al kamfei neshorim. We appreciate our mesuris. We respect our mesuris. And we keep to our mesuris. If we start changing our own ideas are very limited. Not such a strong foundation. It starts by us. Hinnel azok not gizok basibuchu viz ha-she'ivo. Im ani kan, hakoil kan. So the question is, Hillel was an vosunusu shel Hillel. He was the honor of Klal Yisrael. So how can he say, Im ani kan, hakoil kan, which is an expression of gaive. Rashi sagt, es geht um der rabbinische Leulam. So once heard the pshat. If a Balgaive speaks, he'll say, I know, I felt. It begins with him and concludes with him. If an Onov speaks, it's my Rebbe, it's my father, it's my Zede, it's Klal Yisrael, because he feels he himself couldn't do anything. He's totally incapable. Im ani kan, sagt Hallel, sagt Hillel Latzadik. The Onov, if I am here, im ani kan, hakol kan, it's not me. It's my parents, my Zedes, my Rebbes, Klal Yisrael, everyone comes along with me. Because I'm a part of Klal Yisrael, part of the Mesuris. This is my koyach. Myself, I couldn't do anything. The koyach for Mesuris, and I always mention it, we know the upheaval of World War II. Many parts of the Mesuris have changed. Klal Yisrael were unfortunately unrooted. Uprooted, huh? Uprooted, there were an, there was an up, altogether. They were uprooted. The Polish didn't remain Polish. The Hungarian didn't remain Hungarian. Als. And Taki, because we didn't have the Messias, unfortunately, missed out a generation. So everyone decided to be what he is. The Christian, the Zoom from Hungarian, the Vision to Hossi, the Zoom from Belgium, whatever. Things have changed. But still, we have to be mechabed the Mesuris. And we'll see a very interesting thing. There are times where everyone will keep strongly to his Mesuris. That's Pesach. When it comes to Pesach, whatever he'll be, ich kann afke mine, he'll only do what the Tat hat gemacht, what the Zed hat gemacht. Why? The Teretz is because Pesach, everyone is afraid. Everyone's got a pachad. How am I going to take Susie's Pesach without a kosher chomes? How am I going to do it? I'll just keep to the Mesuris. When you are under pressure, when you feel a fright, you know where to turn to. Then you go to the Mesuris. Unfortunately, through the year, we haven't got enough pachad, and we changed good things. But the Pnimi Salev, Meroish, Tzurim Erenu, we still have the gewaltige power of Mesuris, of the Trumas Ho'adonim, of the Koyach of Klal Yisrael. Just, you know, last week there was a tragedy in Yerushalayim with the poison, and they say how Klal Yisrael have united in tefillah. I heard the father speaking, he said, I mamish felt being part of Klal Yisrael. Ich kann auf die Binnen, die Frumme, die Freie, alle. A gewaltige Achtus. Because that's our power. In Pnimiyas Halev, our Neshome, Klal Yisrael is one Neshome. In our Guf, we look like separate human beings. Aber Be'etzem, that's why they say you're not allowed to count Yidden, because you only count individuals. Klal Yisrael are not individuals. Klal Yisrael are one Neshome, one Koyach. What is Koyach? It's the Nefesh of our parents, our Zedes. Kimoroish Tzurim Erenu. When it comes to Yom Kippur, we follow the Minhogim exactly, even the Nigunim. Every little thing. What we eat Rosh Hashanah Banacht. What we say Erev Yom Kippur and Yom Kippur. We keep to the Mesuyres, because you know, it's a very serious day. Kimoroish Tzurim Erenu. And believe me, every day has got its foundation, which is the first hours of the morning. And how wonderful and choshev it is that the foundation of the day is the Torah way. This is our truma of Adonim. The whole day, ve'es etzchem al kanfei neshorim. What we have to do during the day is on the eagle, because we start with the power of the eagle. We start with the power of Torah and Tefillah. And that's, we Rashi zokt, that Be'ezer Hashem is going to be the day in front of us. When Adi steht in Goen, Chaiva Lozhna bringt her up. When you get up in the morning, you say, Moida'ani, have in mind, Zer al roishi shchinas keil, which we are going to say Be'ezer Hashem before we fall asleep tonight. It's going to be from Moida'ani, Bizva al roishi shchinas keil. We put in the morning, we put the foundation for the day with a goal and tachlis of having a day of Torah and mitzvahs. So Memele will have the schus of to have all the brochus gashmin we need during the day. And Be'ezer Hashem, we started the day the Torah way, so the Ebishter helfen, lo matog, and Be'ezer Hashem, anayi chodesh, mishenech eschod amar, besimcho, simcho of Torah, and remember where we come from, me'ayim boso, ula ana tohoylech, if you know where you come from, then you know exactly how to go forward. So the Ebishter gave them koyach, makke sein, the truma of the Adonim, the koyach ki merosh tzurim erenu, the koyach of Klal Yisrael, and with this koyach Be'ezer Hashem, we are looking forward to be mekabel pnei Moshiach tzidkenu, v'imheiru v'yameinu, amen v'amen.